Here are Bob and Ray.
Hello. Today's guest, with an unusual occupation, is Mr. Hillary Venable. He's a tattoo artist down in the fashionable 3rd Street section of town. Welcome to our microphones, Mr. Venable.
Well, I'm glad you invited me to your program today, Mr. Goulding. There's something I'd like to show you.
You could keep your tools in that box, Mr. Venable. I'm not interested in having my...
I'm not here to tattoo you, Mr. Goulding. The light's bad in here anyway.
Fine. What was it you wanted to show me,
Mr. Venable? I'd like you to see this sketch. It's one I intend to use in my work. What do you think of it?
Well, it's interesting. Talent-wise, it certainly parallels the numerous paintings of clowns I've seen, but... Isn't there a departure for the tattoos most of us are familiar with?
You mean the knives and hearts and that sort of stuff?
Oh, and the occasional tombstones we see.
Well, I like to feel that I've outgrown those things.
And is the clown your first attempt in a more substantial kind of art?
No, I did an impressionistic landscape on one of my subjects about 3 years ago, and I must say it set me afire.
And what did the subject have to say about the impressionistic landscape that was tattooed on him?
Oh, they don't much care.
And he didn't object?
Well, actually, he had asked me to tattoo a picture of a snake with a flag in its mouth.
And that was quite different from the finished picture.
Pretty different. When he saw it, he let me have it in the thumb with my own needle.
Ooh.
And then he demanded that I tattoo him with an idea he had.
And what was the idea, Mr. Venable?
He asked me to tattoo a picture of a horse on his bicep. He had some notion that when he flexed his bicep, the horse would look as if it were running.
And did it work out that way?
Not exactly. When he flexed his muscle, the horse just seemed to grow larger. Didn't seem like it was running at all, but he was satisfied with it. At least I didn't get stuck with a needle again.
Well, aren't you losing customers because you've taken to more pretentious ways as a tattoo artist?
Well, it's the old business of the commercial kind of art as opposed to the inner and more creative art urge.
And in order to weed, I suppose you have to keep your hand in the more commercial aspect of your profession. So.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Venable, what was the most unusual bit of tattooing you ever did?
That's not too difficult to answer. One day a man came to my shop and asked to have the first 3 pages of Pilgrim's Progress tattooed on his chest.
And was the tattooing job successful, Mr. Venable?
Well, some of it you can read, some of it you can't.
Well, pictures are better, aren't they?
A picture tells us a story as well as anything.
Well, thank you for being with us today, Mr. Venable, and I'm sure we'll be hearing about you soon in the mystical world of impressionistic art.
And that was the artful Bob and Ray.